White supremacy is wild to me for a few reasons. First of all, I feel like every white supremacist I've ever seen is pretty much the least supreme looking motherfucker. Like, I've never seen an avowed white supremacist and thought to myself, behold, the pinnacle of man. it's not a bunch of Hemsworths walking around with swastika tattoos, you know? It's not. Your average white supremacist walks in looking like Busted Magazine's fuck up of the year, 2005. Walks in with a tattoo on his neck of a skull. It's got more teeth than he does. Walks in looking like he's about to invent a whole new type of hepatitis. Ain't even thought up yet. Looking like that, talking about supremacy, I think that's wild. I also think it's wild to keep believing in supremacy considering all the L's they've taken over the course of this country's history, you know? Like, I know it's easy to look around right now and feel like they're doing pretty okay, but really they've mostly lost every major battle they've fought up until this point, and they keep talking about supremacy. Like, I feel like the mood of their meetings had to get weirder and sadder over the years, you know? Like, they came into the meeting in 1865, like, okay, so they freed all the slaves. Big whoop. Look, they still can't marry our women. They still can't go to our schools. Hey, how's any of that ever going to change, guys? It ain't like women can vote, okay? It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. 1965, they come into the meeting like, okay, so they can drink from our water fountains now, so we can't legally harass them just for coming into the same diner anymore. But look, there's got to be something we can do to legally harass these people still. Come on, Jimmy, Johnny, Lee, Roy, Leroy, Ricky, Randy, Billy, Bobby, Mike, Steve. Steve, Stuart, Stanley, Danny, David, you guys are cops. Put your heads together, Ricky. We can figure this out. All right, it's not like one of them's the president. 2008, they come in kicking shit over like, okay, all right, this tough pill to swallow, I'm not gonna lie. But look, we gotta focus on the positives, guys. Like, hey, it's not like they're gonna start taking the Confederate flag down, all right? They're not gonna start pulling down the statues or renaming the streets or nothing like that. And hey, gay people still can't get married. That's something, right? Some guy in the back's like, aren't some gay guys white men? Shouldn't they be supreme too? It's like, no, Bobby, they don't count. You know that. Listen, we got to focus on the positives, guys. Like, hey, there's still no blacks in country music. Same guy in the back's like, what about Darius? Shut the fuck up, Bobby. Jesus Christ. Gay marriage gets legalized, they're just smoking cigarettes, staring at the wall. Like, I don't know. Y'all know what transgenders are? And they've been flailing with that shit ever since, but they mostly lose, you know? The other reason white supremacy is wild to me is I feel like I never really identified as white. I'm not about to do some Rachel Dolezal shit. That's what I'm about to do. This will make more sense in a minute, I promise. What I mean is, my whole life growing up poor, rural Tennessee, whenever I heard others talk about white people, in my head, that was always like Connecticut, Yacht Club, like, is that Dill? Like, in white people, right? Like white people. And I didn't know what I was, but I knew I wasn't the same thing as them. And it was very confusing to me as a young man. Now that I'm an adult, it couldn't be more clear. I'm not white. I'm white trash. Right? And it's like, and it is different. It is different. There's a whole list of differences. Like, white people got a trust fund. White trash people got trust issues. It's like, white people got a sister who's secretly a lesbian. White trash people got a sister who's secretly their mama. White people play golf with their boss on the weekends. White trash people play scratch-offs with their rent money on payday. Different. The way they have kids is different. Nowadays, white people wait till they're 35 to have kids. They got in vitro clinics, ovulation calendars, fertility stuff. White trash people more fertile than an Amish cornfield, baby. You can't stop us from having kids, no matter how hard you try. The way they name those kids is different. White parents are like, Brayden, Paisley, it's time for your piccolo lessons. Right. White trash parents are like, Remington, Bassmaster. Quit exploding them frogs, get in a goddamn house. It's different. I know. I have kids. Of course I have kids. I worry about my kids all the time on account of this trash blood I gave them. You know, like I try to raise them right, but I worry at the end of the day, my trash blood will be too much for them to overcome. You know, like nobody should be forced to be giving my blood, dude. Like the Red Cross looks at my family history and they're like, we're good. Thanks, though. Right. Like, thank God for my wife for diluting it with hers a little bit, you know, but like, I love my wife, but she's from a different town in rural Tennessee. Like, her blood ain't top shelf for nothing, you know? Like, let's be honest. Like, my wife's blood is like boxed wine, you know? It's like, it's nobody's favorite, but people can handle it in a pinch, you know? My blood's just moonshine made in a radiator, dude. Like, it's just poison. That's all it is. Right, so I worry all the time about how my kids are going to turn out, right? But believe it or not, living in Los Angeles has kind of helped me with this. Because, like, you live in L.A., you look around, you see plenty of rich white kids that are all fucked up, too, you know? And it makes me feel better. I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's not about the blood. Maybe it's just a crapshoot either way, right? But I got to say, I feel like that's another way in which they're different is childhood trauma. Because, like, rich white kids are like, yeah, my mother was never very emotionally available, and I've got a lot of residual psychological scarring from that. And white trash kids are like, I got beat with a tire iron. I have actual scars from that. Like, you see that? That's a tire iron scar. That's what that is. I believe that's not cool. You shouldn't do what I just did. You shouldn't, like, diminish other people's trauma just because you didn't personally experience it. But it's a whole thing with poor people. It's so hard for poor people to believe that rich people went through any kind of genuine adversity, no matter what the circumstances were, you know? Like, when all that Epstein shit was coming out, I guarantee you there was people in trailer parks all around this country watching that. Like, they got to go to an island? In my uncle's El Camino. What the fuck? Yeah, that one's rough. I know. But yeah, I don't know. Obviously, I'm just trying to be a good trash daddy. That's all I'm saying. Trying to be a good trash daddy. Sometimes I worry I've overcorrected. Sometimes I worry that mine are too California-y, you know? Like my older son, he's a vegetarian for moral reasons, right? Which, like, that's fine with me, but you know what my papa would say about that? Fucking, he'd get canceled for it. I can tell you that much. It wouldn't be good. I just look at him sometimes. I'm like, man, these kids are soft. They're fucking soft, right? But I realize I'm such trash that what I think is soft is actually just a standard middle-class American upbringing, right? Like, that's all it is. Like my wife went school clothes shopping for them, and she let them pick through what she brought home. And she told me, she was like, yeah, they don't like anything in this pile, so I'm going to return those tomorrow. And I was like, what do you mean they don't like anything in that pile? What does that have to do with anything? They know when I was a kid, school clothes came in a garbage bag after my older cousin went back to juvie. I've been a Raiders fan for 30 years because of that motherfucker. Who gives a shit what they like, right? I'll try to roast them some fresh vegetables. I didn't know you could get vegetables not in a can until I was 28 years old, right? Like, Blew my mind. I try to share this wondrous revelation with my children. I'll roast them some fresh broccoli, cauliflower. I'll church it up, put some balsamic drizzle on it, whatever. It don't matter. They're just picky. They just won't eat. They just don't want it. I'm sitting there like, I ate squirrels, God damn it. Who the fuck do you think you are? The other day, my 11-year-old got cold in the house, so he just went and turned the thermostat up a little bit. Like, didn't ask somebody nothing, didn't say nothing to nobody. Just walked over and just turned it up. I could feel the souls of my ancestors telling me to slap his ass. But I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Trying to be a good trash daddy. I am. I am definitely white trash. I want to tell y'all what I think is the single most white trash thing about me. This is 100% true story. So my parents got divorced when I was 7. And I know you're like, yeah, we figured. Can't believe they were married at all. But yeah, they were. They were. They got divorced back then, early 90s, rural Tennessee. Parents get divorced. Mama just kind of got custody by default. That's just how it worked, you know. So my mom got custody of us, but my dad was like, okay, but they're going to live with me, though. And the judge was just like, ain't you got a Camaro to work on or something? Fucking just let her have them, bro. Right, but we lived with my dad, and because we lived with my dad, he didn't pay her any child support, because in his eyes, that was bullshit. And apparently, that was bullshit is not a formally recognized legal defense for not paying child support.
Right.
You can't just plead that's some bullshit, as it turns out. So my dad accumulated all this debt to the state over the course of his life. When he dies years back, I had to reconcile all that, which I didn't know was a thing, but it is in the right circumstances. For example, if you owe money to the state, it's like everything with money works the same way, really. It's like, you know how, like, if you got a lot of money in the bank will give you more money for having all that money in the bank. But if you ain't got no money in the bank will charge you money for not having no money in the bank. Right? It's like, everything works that way with money, including inheritance. It's like if you're rich and your parent dies, you're sad, but you got a new lake house or the throne of England or whatever. Like there's upsides to it. You know, but if you're poor and your parent dies, you're just your poor plus their poor. And I'm generationally poor, dude. I come from old no money. So I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. My friends see this. They become concerned. They're like, damn, man, who you owe money to? It's like, I got to pay his fucking child support, man. They're like, heard that, but I thought you had both your kids. No, not on them, on me. I'm so white trash, I got to pay my own child support. And the worst part is I can't stand this little motherfucker. Always laying around my house, eating up my food, starting fights with my wife, talking shit about me in my own head. He sucks. So I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, and I finally get a call from the state of Tennessee one day. They're being very helpful. They're like, is there anything we can do to help? Like, are there any assets you can liquidate? I was like, what? And they're like, is there any shit you could sell? I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, well, there's the house I grew up in where my mama still lives. And they're like, that's perfect. So what you do is you sell that house, use the proceeds to pay us off, do with the rest as you see fit. And it all kind of clicked for me in that moment. And I was like, so you're telling me that I need to sell the house I grew up in where my mama still lives so I can pay y'all my own child support? And she was like, can we call you back? And I got a call a couple hours later from her manager, and he was like, yeah, listen, don't worry about that. We wiped all that out. We took care of it. And that's the first time in my life that I was like, damn, maybe I am white.